Blog Talk Radio.
What else a dollar?
Oh God. Whoa. Okay, ain't nobody fucking with my click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mother. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad, bad men, they want to, they want to. Baby, I see. Oh God. Do whatever I say. My block behind me like I'm coming out the driveway. It's grind day from Friday to next Friday. I've been up straight for 9 days. I need a spy day. Yup. She try and give me that Wu-Tang. I might let my crew bang. My crew deeper than Wu-Tang. I'm rolling with. Girl, you know my crew name. You know 2 Chainz. I'm pulling up in that Bruce Wayne. But I'm the feeling, man. They kneeling when I'm walking in the building. Freaky women, I be feeling. From the bank account, I'm feeling. What a feeling. Aw, oh, man, they gotta feel. Young player from the D that's killing everything that he see for the go. Click, 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 God. Click, click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mom. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad, bad men, they want to, they want to, they want to.
Click, clack, pick them up. Yeah, I'm talking, yeah. Yeah, I'm talking Ree. Yeah, I'm talking B. And I'm talking me. Yeah, I'm talking boss. I ain't talking police. Your money too short, you can't be talking to me. Yeah, I'm talking LeBron. We ballin' our family tree. Good music, drug dealing, cousin, ain't nothing f***ing with we. Me, turn that 62 to 125, 125 to a 250. 250 to a half a man, ain't nothing nobody can do with me. Now, who with me? Ramino, call me Hov or Hefe. Translation, I'm the at least that's what my neck say. At least that's what my check say. Lost my homie for a decade. Break it down for like 12 years, ain't hugged a son since the second grade. He never told. Who we gon' tell? We top of the totem pole. It's the dream team, meet the spring team. And all our eyes tweening only means one thing. You ain't fucking with the click.
Click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mom. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad, bad men, they want to, they want to, they want to. Break records to Louis, ate breakfast at Gucci. My girl a superstar, all from a home movie. Bow on our arrival to un-American idols. When niggas in Paris, got them hanging off the Eiffel. Yeah, I'm talking business, we talking CIA. I'm talking George Tenet, I seen him the other day. He asked me about my Maybach, think he had the same. Except my tenant, and it might have been rented. You know white people, get money, don't spend it. Or maybe they get money by business. I'd rather buy 80 gold chains and go ignorant. I know Spike Lee gon' kill me, but let me finish. Blaming on a pigment, we live in no limits. Them gold masterpiece ceilings was just a figment of our imagination. MTV Cribs, now I'm looking at a crib right next to where DC lives. That's Tom Cruise, whatever she accused. You weren't really drunk, he just had fruit bruise. Pass the refreshments, a cool, cool beverage. Everything I do need a new cruise present. See both swerve, homie, watch out for the waves. I'm way too black to burn from sun rays. So I just meditate at the home in Pompeii about how I could build a new Rome in one day. Every time I'm in Vegas, they dreaming like he's Elvis. But I just wanna design hotels and nail it. It's real, got me feeling Israelian. Like Bar Raphael or Giselle, no, that's Brazilian. Went through deep depression when my mama passed. Suicide, what kind of talk is that? But I've been talking to God for so long. Now as you look at my life, I guess he's talking back. Listen with my click.
Ain't nobody fresher than my mom click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click. And all these bad, bad men, they want to.
Yeah.
Truth. I am smoking on that gas. Life should be on Cinemax. Movie. Thought my boo bigger, bigger than a bigger air. Who he's not I. I smoke strong, not pie pie. Louis V's in my archive. Black diamonds are apartheid.
Damn.
Bread up in my top down.
Damn.
On the block with a block out. Hit your ass with that block out. Doping up to go in your nostril.
Yeah.
I take your girl and kidnap her.
Napa.
Feed her to my mattress.
Mattress.
A skeleton in my closet.
Blimey.
It's probably when he's dead and rapper.
Damn.
It's probably when he, it's probably when he. Don't try me, I pour that
fire.
Got your car note in my car. And your rent in my swisher. So good, I miss you. Gang, gang, so vicious. And all I get is cheese. Like I'm taking pictures.
Yeah. I say, fuck you unless I'm with you. If I take you out of the picture, I know real, real won't miss you. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. Real, real, say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real, real, say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real, real, say true. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. That's the thing I don't do. Nah, I just do it for the that is trying to see a million for they got. What up? Two chains and champagne. You want true? That's true enough.
Yeah.
Forbes list like, yeah, yeah. My office is my tour bus.
No.
She came through. She brought food. She got food. She knew it's up. She think I'm the realest out, and I say, damn, that makes two of us.
Damn.
Oh, that look like, what's her name?
What's her name?
Chances are it is, what's her name?
What's her name?
Chances are if she was acting up, then I f***ed her once and never f***ed again. She could have a Grammy, I still treat her like a nominee. Just need to know what that push like, so one time, it's fine with me.
Yeah.
Young as an intern,
intern.
For money like I built you. Streets talking, that confirmed. Go ask them who just kept you. They keeping my cup full, so I'm extra charged like a state tax. Me and Chains go way back. We don't talk talk, we just say facts. Yes, Lord. I say, f*** you unless I'm with you. If I take you out of the picture, I know real, real grown mission. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. Real, real, say word.
Word.
You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real, real, say word.
Word.
You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real, real, say true.
True.
You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. That's the thing I don't do. Nah, I just do it for the that is trying to see a million for they die. What up?
Name it. That won't summer, I'll rap his ass, I'll trap his ass, put his ass in a plastic bag with his trash ass. Take him out,
yeah.
Bring him in, them whole things. Tupac without a nose ring. Thug life, one wife, a mistress, and a girlfriend. I did what they say I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Went where they say I couldn't.
True.
YSL belt buckle. Y'all show it looking. Y'all show it lacking. Two chains on my rugby. Left hand on that steering wheel. Right hand on that right hand.
Yeah. I say, f*** you unless I'm with you. If I take you out of the picture, I know real, real grown mission. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. Real, real, say word.
Word.
You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real, real, say word.
Word.
You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real, real, say true.
True.
You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. That's the thing I don't do. Nah, I just do it for the that is trying to see a million for they die. What up?
Yeah, 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 y'all, what's poppin'? You got the boy Batman over here. That's my man, 2 Chainz.
Word.
And no lie, no lie, no lie, yeah,
true.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? True, true. You know what I'm saying? What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Batman back up in here with another episode of Unsigned Hype, y'all. I've been all over the earth. I've been hanging out there in San Diego, Chula Vista, San Diego. Big shout out to everybody that was out there, y'all. If you didn't get to hear the live remotes, y'all can make sure that y'all can hear them. I'm going to repost the live remotes and everything. Big shout out to my man, Vic VSP. You know what I'm saying? My man took care of me and made sure that I was very, very well taken care of, man, like an artist and as a professional entertainer. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to my man, Vic VSP. You know, he's doing it real big. Y'all need to make sure that y'all link up with him. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be working real close with a lot of you artists and everything, getting y'all, you know, getting y'all some radio time and interviews and things like that, getting your face up in the sauce. So make sure y'all holler at my man Vic because he has all types of venues. He just opened up a new venue out there in Hollywood, California, the airline, you know what I'm saying, the airliner, things like that. You know what I'm saying? He has Diamond Gyms. Vic is doing a lot. You guys need to get with him. You keep all you artists keep hollering about and bitching about, I can't perform, ain't nowhere to perform, ain't nobody letting us perform. And here this man is putting on people every day, every Sunday and Tuesday night. It goes down up in Chula Vista, California, you know what I'm saying, with my man Vic, VSP. Big shout-out to his girl, Veronica Vega. You know what I'm saying? Big shout-out to her. You know, she is definitely a sweetheart. This is definitely a power couple that you guys need to be fucking with, okay? So y'all just keep that in mind. But other than that, you know, your boy Fat Man is nominated for Entertainer of the Year. So we got the BHM Awards that's going off right now as we speak. Everybody's in town. Big shout-out to everybody that's in town. You know what I'm saying? That's participating in the BHM Awards. Big shout out to DJ Diva D. You know what I'm saying, for putting this off and making this jump off like it's supposed to. You know what I mean? But your boy just went and picked up his tuxedo. You know what I'm saying, and it's gonna be Gangsta Chronicle up in there tonight. You know what I mean? So you know, I'm feeling real spilkish and real dapper right now. You know what I'm saying? So we about to get it in. You know what I mean? So if you want to holler at your boy, hit me up 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. I'm going to play this guy. He's in town right now. He's going to be performing tonight at the BHM Awards. Here's my man, Joey Apples. All right? All right, then, y'all. Let's go.
I'm married to the money, engaged to the street. You can hold me down, but you gotta be discreet. We can meet up at the crib, but you better be a freak. Little mama solid, even though I met her through a tweet. She washed the nigga clothes, even rubbed the nigga feet. Ain't no need to bullshit, trying to get between your pleats. Keep it lit down, now it's back to the cheese, ha ha. Your pocket's fat, my pocket's obese. Let me be the one, just to come to beat it up. I don't wanna be your man, let that other nigga eat it up. Back shot. Now I see your ass tapping out. Not only hearing, but you're feeling what I'm rapping about. Let's get it in, the time was for no man. Drop my pants, swing a sword like Conan. White girls, I ain't talking Lindsay Lohan. Keep it 100, don't be fucking with my program.
Until the morning sun, she looked me in my eyes and said,
Yeah, y'all. That's what's going on. That's my man Joey Apples. Let me be the one. He's going to be performing tonight along with myself and a couple of other people that's out here for the BHM Awards. It is definitely going down. We're going to have some artists calling in from San Diego, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to keep doing our thing, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to everybody that was out there at the Hard Rock the Wednesday night when I got back in. No, I didn't get a chance to host, you know what I'm saying? And me and Sly Cat had to sit down and straighten that out, you know what I'm saying? Because your boy Fat Man is a host, you know what I'm saying? It's cool to do films. It's cool to film and this, that, and the other and get it in with you artists, but sometimes you got to get somebody up there on stage that's going to hold some attention, bring the pain every time, and keep the same type of mode and keep the same type of hypeness. That's what the fuck I do. That's what Fat Man does. He keeps it hype. That's why I'm letting y'all people know. Today is the day of reckoning. I'm going to let everybody know what the hell a real BHM is, because a lot of you brothers get this shit twisted, you know, and it's kind of got me excited a little bit because, you know, a lot of brothers, that's what, you know, brothers be trying to tell a woman is stay in your lane. Well, a lot of brothers, you need to stay in your lane too, you know what I'm saying? But it's all good. I'm cool with it because you know what? Long as my bitches love me, it's all I care about. You got your boy Fat Man up in here, Unsigned Hype Radio.
I'm on that good cushion alcohol. I got some damn bitches I can call. I don't know what I would do without y'all. I'm a ball to the day I fall.
Yeah,
as long
as my bitch
love me.
Yeah.
I can give a fuck by no hate as long as my bitch love me.
Yeah.
I can give a fuck by no nigga as long as these bitches love me.
Put that nigga stop hating. Little tune shit got that fire. And these hoes love me like Satan, man. Yeah. Fuck with me and get about it. And all she eat is dick. She's on a strict diet. That's my baby. With no makeup, she a 10. And she the best with that head. Even better than Corinne. She don't want money. She wants the time we could spend. She said, cause I really need somebody. So tell me you're that somebody. Girl, I fuck who I want. Fuck who I don't. Got that A1 credit at that filet mignon. She say, I never wanna make you mad, I just wanna make you proud. I say, baby, just make me come, then don't make a sound.
I'm on that good cushion alcohol.
Yeah.
I got some damn bitches I can call. I don't know what I would do without y'all. I'm a ball to the day I ball.
Yeah, as long as my bitches love me.
My bitches love me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can give a fuck by no hate as long as my bitches love me.
My bitches love me. My bitches love me.
Yeah, I can give a fuck by no nigga as long as these bitches love me.
Real nigga, fuck these haters. These hoes got pussies like craters. Can't treat these hoes like ladies, man. Pussy money we codeine. She say my dick feel like morphine. I hope my name tastes like sardines to these niggas. She wake up, eat this dick. Call that breakfast and beer. 69-96, I feel a heartbeat. I chest to chest with this bitch. And I turn around, face down, I'm arresting this bitch. Yeah, all my bitches love me. And I love all my bitches. But it's like soon as I come, I come to my senses. And I would say these those names. But then I will be snitching, and these haters try to knock me, but they can't knock me off the hinges.
I'm on that good cushion alcohol.
Yeah.
I got some damn bitches I can call.
And
I don't know what I would do without y'all.
I don't know what I would do without y'all.
I'm a ball to the day I fall.
Yeah, as long as my bitches love me.
My bitches love me.
Give a fuck by no hate as long as my bitch love me.
My bitch love me. My bitch love me.
Yeah,
I
can give a fuck, bro.
I lost a few good bitches, met some more bad bitches, and I be schooling them niggas. Post for your class picture, and I kiss my ass if you hate. Getting ass on skating. Yeah, I lost a few good bitches, met some more bad bitches, and I be schooling them niggas. Post for your class picture, and I kiss my ass if you hate. I'm getting ass on skating.
I'm on that good cushion alcohol. I got some damn bitches I can call. I don't know what I would do without y'all. I'm a ball to the day I fall.
I'm a ball. Yeah, as long as my bitches love me. By no hate, as long as my bitch love me. Yeah, I can give a fuck by no nigga, as long as these bitches love me.
Motherfucking much, I got my drink, I got my music, I think this don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
You got your boy Shot Man up in here. You know what I'm saying? That's my man Kendrick Lamar. And Bitch Don't Kill My Vibe. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know what it is. It's going down out here. Big shout out to my girl all the way out there in San Diego. My girl Washita Armor. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, get in the car, nigga. Come on, we're finna roll out.
You know,
nigga, I got a pack of blacks and a big city. Get your freestyles ready.
Big shout out to her. You know, she has the... She has the nonprofit organization Lottie Girls, okay? Lottie Girls is an organization to where we try and teach young ladies how to be young ladies, get the etiquette. Wayward young ladies that probably ran away from home, we help them try and get themselves together and get themselves back on the right track. So this is a charity that we all need to support. We all need to keep supporting each other in our unsigned hype community, all right? So y'all, just to let y'all know, big shout out to Washita. We did the barbecue, which was so successful. We was able to get backpacks and books and school supplies for all the young kids that's going back to school right now. All right, then that's what's popping. We already got a call up in here, 702-6720. Everything. Yo, who is this?
It's your boy Big Weez.
What's going on, man? What's going on, Weez?
Chilling, man. Just calling in to see what's going down with you, man.
Oh, I hear you, man. Tell everybody what you're doing, man.
Well, I'm a local artist out here in Las Vegas by way of Los Angeles. Been out here for the last 9 years. Now just starting to jump into the Las Vegas hip-hop scene, which is basically a baby out here, man. It's a beautiful thing to be on the underground scene, seeing all the artists getting together. And I'm just out here, you know, continue the hustle I had out in L.A., but out here in Vegas,
right,
man, I'm putting it down.
Okay, all right. So you out here and this, that, and the other. So where have you been performing at out here in Vegas?
Well, a spot that I have for right now, I'm doing once a month over at the Ainsworth Lounge over at the Hard Rock. I just started getting back on the scene again. So we started doing this thing fresh and brand new.
Right. Okay. All right. So, I want to ask you a question. What do you think that you're bringing to the game that's different from anybody else?
Well, what I've got going is I like to just tell people I've got that simple but clever style. The stuff I got going down is nothing that's going out right now, man. I'm more of like the old school, new school feel. I don't jump into no trends. I'm not a cookie cutter, bubblegum rapper, or anything like that. I don't jump in those stereotypes. I just do my thing.
All right. Now, you say you out here in Vegas doing your thing and this, that, and the other and stuff like that. And I heard you say the hip hop game in Vegas is like a baby. You know, that's kind of like saying, you know, that it's wide open. What do you think that the artists are not doing enough in Vegas to put Vegas on the map?
Getting out there, man. I think people just, I think artists look at the strip as the only thing that's out here when there's just so much more than the strip. Artists just need to get out there and be hungry. I just think people, they're used to being spoon-fed, and with an industry where you can't even sell your music anymore because it's all about downloads, you can get those for free, you got to fight.
Right.
You got to fight for your dream now. You really got to be out there and on your toes and constantly being seen by everybody.
Right. Okay, well, since you put it out there like that and everything, because this is one question that I have to deal with, and I have to deal with my young community, our young MCs is coming up and everything like that. Does a dream still exist?
Oh, man.
Does having a dream
without a dream,
still exist?
Why live, man? I mean, without a dream, there's nothing. Without a dream, just go to McDonald's and work a 9-to-5, you know? Go to Walmart and be a greeter. You got to have a dream.
Right.
If you ain't got no dream, okay. you'll be a poor mentor to your kids or anybody trying to look up to you. It's all about the dream.
Exactly.
You got to keep it going. Keep the hustle going. And just constantly in the mix, man. I mean, the art, I don't know, man. I just feel like the game today, it's a little bit lost and misdirected and needs cats like us in our age group to bring it back to what it was. Because right now it's just it's just totally gone astray, man.
Right, exactly. So what is your input and what is your intake as far as the unsigned artist community in Vegas? Do you feel the unity? Do you feel the unity is gone? Do you feel the spark is gone? Do you feel that everybody has lost the luster of really wanting to get out there and hustle? They say they hungry, but it shows with your music and your downloads and your likes and all of that.
You know what, man? I'm going to say it's the opposite. I don't know. I guess I've just gotten spoiled by what the people I've been meeting out here. And it's real hungry, man. I mean, with the people I've been meeting lately, I would say like the first couple years I was out here, man, there was really no underground scene, really. And people weren't that hungry. But for some reason right now, man, people are getting that hunger again. And they're getting out there. I'm seeing a lot more artists out there.
With a lot
to offer.
I'm seeing a lot. Okay. Now, one thing that I'm gonna speak on, and I'm gonna speak on it, because I don't bite my tongue and this, that, and the other. I'm noticing that when we do these venues, such as the Ainsworth, Bar 702, I'm not just on. Well, I'm kind of on Sly Cat because right now he has the hip hop community in the palm of his hand. And he needs to take it and direct it in a direction and build a foundation on it so it can have something to stand on. Because when you're standing on a carpet, anybody can pull that carpet off from up under you at any time. So what I'm asking you is, where is the foundation? Where is the foundation in hip-hop out here in Las Vegas? I don't see one. Do you?
No, I don't. That's why I said it's a baby. It's right there for anybody to take it, man. If anybody is hungry... It's a cherry waiting to be popped, man. This thing is just so ripe and ready, man.
I agree with you.
It's just ripe and ready. Whoever's hungry, man, it's going to happen. And when it happens, you better be involved with people who are involved because it's going to be a nice ride.
Well, listen, man. I appreciate you calling in, Weez, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to ask you one last thing, man. For one of the young cats that's out here trying to get into this business and this, that, and the other, and they came to my man Big Weez, you know what I'm saying, and asked him, what do I need to do? What type of advice would you give that young cat?
Hey, the first thing I would tell him is to do you. Don't go around and try to copy what other people are doing or trying to make something better and reinvent the wheel. Just be you, be real, because if you ain't real, you're going to get caught. And once you get caught, man, you don't want to be exposed, because the hip-hop world, man, we don't want dummies out there, man. We want real people representing our culture. So just be you.
Right. Okay, then. All right, then. Well, yo, everybody, that was my man, Big Weez, man. Let everybody know where you at, man, on Facebook so they can download you. Tell everybody where you at, where they can get your music.
Hey, they can peep me out on Facebook. Facebook, Harbor Area Weez, which is HARBORAREA Weez, WEEZ. Or you can peep out my music on SoundCloud / Harbor Area Weez as well with the same spelling, HARBORAREAWEEZ. Peep it out. Be a friend, like my stuff, and hey, man, let's get this hip hop world going out here in Vegas, man.
Without a doubt, man. And when you get that new hot buttery hotness, man, right out of the computer, man, you make sure you sit in here to unsigned hype, man. And we will definitely put some spin on it. All right.
Yes, sir. And I appreciate all you're doing, man. I really like the stuff you're doing out here. With the scene out here with somebody like you directing it. Man, it's all good, man. So I really appreciate
you. Yeah, man. Well, I'm gonna try and put this really. I'm gonna be honest with you, Weez. I'm gonna really concentrate, because it seems like when I perform, my performances scare people because they've never seen me perform before. And now it's kind of like, oh shit, here he comes with something else. I'm just used to Fat Man hosting. I'm not used to Fat Man performing now. And I'm like you, and I feel what you're saying. You know what I'm saying? And I can add on to that. You're right. I'm hungry. I'm hungry as hell. And I'm eating assholes and taking names and this, that, and the other if you in my motherfucking way and everything.
Damn
because
right.
I am tired of sitting back. I am tired of sitting back. And it's a lot of whack-ass shit that's being played on the radio right now. It's a lot of whack-ass shit that me and you see that's getting up on stage and performing right now. This is what I'm trying to bring to the Ainsworth, is bring some structure, some foundation, so people can look professional. I'm tired of all this snorted up, this one blood and this banging and all of that shit. That's cool. Let's save that shit for the mixtape. But when we're getting up there performing, let's put our best performance, radio edit performance, forward first.
Yes, sir. And, hey, I feel you on this, man, big time.
You know
being
what
in
saying?
This game for 20 years now, and I see the new stuff coming out, it hurts me, man. To hear this whack
mm-hmm.
stuff just going astray from what's been built. There's a foundation
right.
of hip-hop that's been built, and they're going away from it and disrespecting all that's been laid down before them.
Right.
So
right.
Everything goes is clockwork and goes in cycles. We just got to take
right.
Take the bull by the horn and take this game back, man.
And run with it.
Yes, sir.
Man. Well, look, man, I appreciate you being on the show, man. And once again, man, we got your back here on Unsigned Hype Radio, all right?
Yes, sir. I got you all day long, man.
It's all good, man. It's all good with it. We go roll. Hey, if it has to start with me and you and we make the change, then damn it, this is where the hell it's going to start.
This is where it's going to start. Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So, yo, man, if you need Unsigned Hype, if you need Fat Man or Unsigned Hype Radio, do not be afraid to call us.
Not at all, bro. I will be keeping in touch with you.
All right, then, man. You take care, and we will talk to you next time. 600.
You do the same, man. God bless.
Yeah, yeah, that was my man, Big Weeze. Big shout out to him, man, calling me and hitting me up. We getting into this. This is what we do. We let artists be artists. We let artists come on here and tell us what's really going on, in the hood, you know what I'm saying, and everything. But right now, we're going to go back to some of my San Diego cats, you know what I'm saying, and we're going to let me see who I'm going to play. I'm going to play my man right now, you know what I'm saying. He made a good impression on me when I met him out there in San Diego. I'm going to play my man right now, Demi Dago, you know what I'm saying, and the Swag Team, Young Vaughn, A1, you know what I'm saying, Mouthpiece, y'all already know, y'all. Let's go.
Young Vaughn!
Sorry, Jay Nari. Futuristic type of swag on par like yellow cab mystic. Keep a hater mad, bruh. Don't hate me, cause I'm so talked about. A1 mouthpiece is what I got, I'm hollering out. Feeling me and only me, I'm just that cocky. In the traffic with the chick, that's where you spot me. Swag team, I'ma make them hate me. You see it? Widescreen, yep, HD. Jeans sag, cause I keep a rubber band bank on me. Money Mayweather, go ahead and bet the bank on me. Win. I never been defeated, cause I kill him with the flow. I don't mean to sound conceited, but I really go that hard. Flyest cat I ever met, got a boyhood star, Creekside back of it. Don't kiss her, cause you might kiss this. I'ma teach him how to swag it out. Class dismissed.
Introductions are in order. My name Demi Dago, about to take the game over. Take the game of pitching, I'ma end it like a closer. Baby green, ripper jeans like Hope shirt poser. Cause you cannot come. want more of. Demi, give me more of. I'm about to blow up. Boom. How nice for her to notice. The TNT emotion. I'm about to set the flame. Bang. Blow up everything. Swag on a beat. Swag team.
Swag team. Oh, yeah.
Young Nino, Cappuccino Pico, Carlito, Scarface, Al Pacino, Bumbido, Pimp C, Arpedo. I goes deep in that Dan Marino. She wanna be the one. To my own single, break a heart, no future, Miss Cleo. Snap back, automatic reload. Flyer than a f***ing Beetle, you can't beat them. Vampire, your evening. I pop up and eat lunch, see you on the semen. Don't believe it? Stripe like a Adidas. The gun Selena, give it fever, fever. Real hot, put it in pot, take a shot higher than the tube side. Use a bop, give me top top as I load the wop. Many say I'm fly, but to her, I'm God. I'm faded, faded. Faded, faded, much I'm faded, 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 much I'm faded, 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 much I'm faded, 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 much I'm faded, 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 much I'm faded, faded. And I don't give up, something in my tux, yeah, I make it rain, dear, 'cause I'm all about my bucks. Use a butt, I'm in the front, up in her, and I put it in her, hold it one putt, putt, ah. Super make nasty. Why you make loving when the call me daddy? Pimp no patty. She wish she never had me. Treat her like a dog. Call her classy. Young savvy. Smell like Cincinnati. Above average. Fly like I'm Aladdin. They been backwards. Go throw the pussy at them. I'm Ben Wallace. Jump up in your basket. Balls in the air. No games, I'm serious. Double dare. There's too many why these wanna stir. Pat run up in here and this ain't no beer. I'm faded, faded, yeah, faded. I'm faded, faded, 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 faded. I'm faded, faded. And I don't give up. Mama, there go that monster. Abracadabra, magic dancer. My mother doctor said I need a doctor. So I called house, now I am a pill popper. Faded like skinny, young money we winning. I told her if I change, she won't get a penny. Milking it, pregnant, bringing home the bacon. I'm this piggy, loaded like a semi. Send me naked pictures, she knows my she call it Richard. Prior to me, I had to stick my thumb in. One time, smell my finger, make you vomit. Flyer than a hornet, the shoe fit, I worn it. She tried to, can't beat it, join it. Tunchy, poochy, that's what she call it. Black, scarlet, I killed it, marn it. Faded, 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 I'm faded, faded, faded,
yeah.
I'm faded, faded. Faded,
faded,
much I'm faded, faded,
young
faded,
Lula, baby.
Faded, 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 much I'm faded, 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 much I'm faded, 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 much I'm faded, faded, and I don't give up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got your boy Fat Man up in here. We're doing it real big, y'all. You know, on another Saturday. Unsigned hype, y'all. We got the VHM Awards jumping off. You know what I'm saying? I just played a little bit of my man Da Vinci. You know what I'm saying? All the way out there in Seattle. And then I played my man Demi Dago. You know what I'm saying? Out there in San Diego. You know what I'm saying? And we just getting it in. Big shout out to my man Big Weez that called in for the interview. You know what I mean? We are doing it oh so big tonight. You know what I'm saying? Your boy can't wait to get into this tuxedo. And flash on these, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm about to flash. I'm about to put some tits in the game. You know what I'm saying? And everything. We about to turn this up. We not gonna turn it up, but we about to turn this up. You know what I'm saying? So if you want to holler at your boy, hit me up 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. I want to know who the hell is out there listening to the Fat Man today. Who's riding with the Fat Man? You know what I'm saying? Give me a hell yeah. Send me an instant message or something. Send me a text message on my phone, 702-475-1109. Send me a text message. Let me know that I got a little love out there. You know what I'm saying? Because when you roll with me, it's, you know, usually it's, you know, all, it's all gold, everything.
It sound like 707 on Instagram. Oh, shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Jane, gold all in my chain. Gold all in my ring. Gold all in my watch. Don't
believe me, just watch. Nigga, don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Nigga, don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Gold all in my chain. Gold all in my ring. Gold all in my watch. Don't believe me, just watch. This ain't for no fuck, nigga. You a real nigga, then fuck with
yeah.
This one for the hood, nigga. Hips the bitches that shop at Lenny. Dark skinned, light skinned, Asian and white women. Hype beasts, we know about you. Don't buy shoes unless they're popular. For the hoes, my nigga. That pussy popping that Magic City. Got the strong, my nigga. Then come match that shit with me. Smoking me, my nigga. Then don't pass that shit to me. This one for my niggas. And bitches buy that money. Got a law, chest of bread. Them bad hoes at Onyx. I don't fuck with no snitches. So don't tell me who tellin'.
Nope.
This one for them colleges. Them bad hoes that spell. Shout out to them freshmen. On Instagram, straight flexin'. Pop the molly, I'm sweatin'. Pop the molly, I'm sweatin'. Mama always told me, boy, count your blessings.
Count them all.
In God, I trust. So I kept counting them frankly. I'm too sly, you know this. Let me give your ass a checklist. One gold watch, two gold chains, six gold rings, it's none.
God damn.
OG joint, them hot socks, no shirt on, I'm stunned.
Okay.
And this song for them fuck niggas who hating on you this summer.
Fuck.
Talk shit behind your back, but won't say shit in public. Fuck.
Yeah.
Gold all in my chain. Gold all in my ring. Gold all in my watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Nigga, don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Nigga, don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Gold all in my chain. Gold all in my ring. Gold all in my watch. Don't believe me, just watch.
Worry about a hater, not me.
What?
Turn to the max, no sleep. Smoke the 100 joints to the face. Give a fuck what a bitch nigga say. Everything about me.
About me.
Everything about me.
About me.
Everything about me. Everything about me.
About me.
Everything about me.
About me.
Everything about me.
Why? Rolling, pocket swollen, riding in it like it's stolen. Weeded, hella conceited. If it ain't about money, nigga, I don't need it. Got 100 grand in my ashtray. Spent 100K on a bad day. And I'm tatted like a cholo. Nigga act crazy, my dogs go loco. Kush got me moving slow-mo. With my nigga Problem, that's my bro. Came in through the back door. 10 mil this year on a Lolo. And I'm still smoking pre-roll. Cristal done fucking with the Clico. And my bank full of zeros. Young Wizzle get fly like a hero.
Worry about a hater, not me. Turn to the max, no sleep. Smoke the 100 joints to the face. Give a fuck what a bitch
man.
Nigga say. Everything about me.
About me.
Everything about me.
About me.
Everything about me. Everything about me.
About me.
Everything about me.
About me.
Everything about me. Why? Problem come with them hoes like a donut.
Like a donut.
So more weed than you years ever smoked up.
What?
Big make a choke up.
Uh-huh.
Like for real, no rock. But I'm feeling like a meal off a pill. Don't lock. We ain't letting no more bros in.
Bros
but
in.
For sure, we'll let y'all hoes in. Cause when we pulling money out, they be loving it.
Loving
give a dick before I give a bitch my government.
What?
That's 8, I got 8 more. Super duper high, 88 floor. Unzip this, that's 8 more. Fuck a pussy, fuck rhyming. We gon' live forever, fuck dying. Get it till I drop,
fuck trying. Pedal to the metal, we flying in the fast lane. Yelling diamond. Worry about a hater, not me. What? Turn to the max, no sleep. Smoke the 100 joints to the face. Give a fuck what a bitch nigga say. Everything about me. 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 Yeah, everything about me. Young wild nigga, mouth full of gold teeth. Treating babe.com like the swap meet. Going crazy on a bitch until she knock me. I'm in that hella fast whip, going top speed. Make a mess in that pussy and then she mop clean. I drop racks and she drop jeans. Smoke green as I lean, top dropping. Nigga, I am all about a buck. Falling out a truck, probably with some hoes that I just met. And yeah, they all gon' fuck. Got a man calling up a homies, blowing all them up. Trying to figure out what girl is. She probably toasted. Got a champagne glass. So much money that ain't a damn thing sad. Do my damn thing in my campaign ad. Let's get straight to it, don't let a damn thing pass. What? Worry about a hater, not me. What? Turn to the max, no sleep. Smoke the 100 joints to the face. Give a fuck what a bitch nigga say. Everything about me. 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 Why?
Yeah, yeah, you got your boy Fat Man up in here. We're doing it real big today. You know what I'm saying? That's my new song about me. That's exactly the way that I'm feeling. Everything is about me. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to everybody, all the MCs of this, that, the other that's out there. I'm trying to get my man Rolex to call in. You know what I'm saying? He's out here. He's one of the BHM performers. He's out here. So I'm trying to get him to call in. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to chop it up and find out what's really going on with my man Rolex. But you know what? Right now, I'm kind of on my suit and tie shit. So we're going to jump into this song right now with my man Justin Timberlake and Jay-Z, Suit and Tie, because that's the way your boy is going to be tonight. I'm going to be suited and booted. I'm going to look good. I'm going to look just as good as Dick did when his daddy died on D-Day at that time, during that day and that hour. You got your boy Fat Man up in here. We about to jump into this. This is my I'm in on my suit and tie shit. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my man Rolex who about to call in. And big shout out to everybody that he's hanging out with in this room. Matter of fact, hold on. We just gonna hurry up. We just gonna hurry up right now and go straight into this interview and this, that, and the other. Is this my man Rolex on the phone?
Yeah, yeah. What it do? What it do, Fat Man?
What it do? What it do? What's really good? I done finally got you on this show and this, that, and the other. Man, tell the nation, because the whole world is listening right now. Tell everybody what's really real, man. Come on now, quit playing.
Man, you know, I'm shouting here in Vegas, man, trying to do this Thick Nation whole woo-wop, you know what I'm saying? And, man, I got
right.
With me right now.
Oh, yeah, man. I know. Tell them to make some noise. Tell them to make some noise so they can hear worldwide. What's going on? What's going on? Tell her big shout out to my girl Nikki with her little cute ass. Tell her I ain't forgot about her and shit. It's all good. It's all good in the hood. You know what I'm saying? But listen, man, listen. Let's get into the life of Rolex, man, because everybody wants to hear the story on how all of this got started, how you started singing, all of that, man. Kind of let everybody know where it all came, get you up to where you're at now.
That's what's up. Man, you know, I mean, I started doing this, man, a long time, man. I started, you know, pretty much like everybody else, man, you know, choirs, school choirs, church, you know, the whole nine. And, you know, I started doing music, man, at a young age, you know what I'm saying? And it's like it's always been inside of me. So, you know, I started out actually as a producer, you know what I'm saying?
The singing
was kind of secondary. It's kind of a trip, but you know, the singing came in secondary, so I was a producer-writer, man. I was writing for a lot of cats in Oakland and stuff like that, and, you know, just make crafts and stuff up. And all of a sudden, man, I was like, you know, I got this talent, man. Let me go ahead and try to see what I can do with it, man. And, you know, it's like, I went ahead, man, and started making tracks for myself and stuff, man, and getting it out there and stuff, and people was appreciating how I was getting down. So, you know, man, I just went ahead and
kind of took life of itself, huh?
Right, yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's like, tell you the truth, I didn't know that my vocals were, you know, I knew I had vocals, but I didn't know that I could be, you
right.
know, singing and stuff like that. I always like to hear other people sing. I'm more of a fan
exactly.
of the other person, you know what I'm saying? I like to hear
exactly.
other people get down and stuff, but found out
right.
people like to hear me, man. So it was like, you know, hey, I'm going to go ahead and push this thing, you know? And, you know,
right.
got a nice little fan base and, you know what I'm saying, got a couple of people looking at me and stuff like that. So, you know, I mean, I hooked up with your girl Diva D, man. You know, we was doing a couple of things
right.
and stuff like that. And speaking of that, man, me and you need to do some collabs, bro. We need to put something in
yes,
motion.
We do.
You feel
Yes, we do. Yes, we do, man. Yes, we do. I'm in the studio right now working on some stuff, man. It would be an honor to get you on a couple of tracks, and it would be an honor to be on a couple of your tracks, man. This is why I do Unsigned Hype Radio, so I can connect artists with other artists. People think that you got to fly in and go do, you know, recording and stuff. Technology is a motherfucker right now. You can get people to record. I can get you to record in your studio. You send me the WAV file, and I can put my voice on it, send it back to you. And you could mix that shit and this, that, and the other. It'll be like we've been in the same place at the same time. I'm just trying to bring unity. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to bring closer unity in our unsigned artist community. Because I'm an unsigned artist. I've been doing this shit, man, for over 20 years and this, that, and the other. And I had to make my own way because I did big girl music. You know me. You know how I get down. You know I get down with these big girls. That's the music that I write. That's the music I'm going to be performing tonight. You know what I'm saying?
And I'm
for them big
like
girls. And them girls that's sitting over there with you, go get up on stage with me tonight, and they're going to shake their ass, and we're going to set this motherfucker off the way it's supposed to be set off. You know what I'm
that's
saying?
Right.
But
that's,
the interview is about you, my dude, and everything. The interview is about you. What is Rolex bringing to the game that no one else is bringing to the game right now?
Oh man, I'm bringing that sultry. You know what I'm saying? I'm bringing that big boy swag, that big, you know, that big girl music, man. That sultry shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's gonna make them
right.
just swoon. You feel me? And it's like, you know, I mean, my thing is, I like to be creative, man. You know what I'm saying? I like to my
yeah.
writing. You know what I'm saying? I like to use metaphors and stuff like that, man. To get you know, my music is for females. You know what I'm saying? It's for kids
right,
too, but
right.
it's for doing stuff for they females. You feel me? So it's
right,
like, you know,
right.
so I'm doing clever, you know, writing techniques, man, to get people thinking about stuff. So when you feel my when you hear
okay.
my music, you feel my music. When you hear my music,
okay,
you see.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's visual.
Okay. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So it's
okay.
like, you know, you can already picture like videos or, you know what I'm saying? You can already picture you, you know, doing something with your
uh-huh.
woman and stuff like that. Or,
right.
you know,
right. right.
you
paint a visual. You paint a visual
like
for people.
You
yeah, you
right,
paint a
you
visual
know,
for people.
Moist like a Dunkin'
okay.
cake.
Well, I got a question I've been wanting to ask you, man, because I'm pretty sure you can see the difference, because I see the difference. I see the difference, and I give, and I always give big ups to the Bay Area all the way down and around, because you guys support your own. I love that shit. I wish that shit could trickle down and they could show people out here in Vegas how to support their own. Big shout out to my man Joey Apples, you know what I'm saying? Big
yeah,
shout out to you,
point.
You know what
that's
I mean? Big shout out to Big Charlie and all them jokers out there, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You guys get a lot of respect out there where you from, and I salute you guys on that, because I noticed last night me and you got into a conversation with the young, beautiful Nikki, who's probably sitting there with you with a little cute ass. Anyway, we got into a conversation last night of what a true BHM is, you know? And today,
right.
when we do this award, I think I'm going to have to break down that theory, because we got a lot of brothers running around here just because either they big or either they big and light-skinned or either they just big and whatever, they figure they're a BHM. You have to earn that title.
That's right. That's right. You know, because it's a
you
lot of, man, I'm telling you, it's a lot of sexy, big, thick, voluptuous. I got a song that says that. You know what I'm saying? It goes,
uh-huh.
so sexy. So thick and voluptuous, won't you let me just have some more fun of us? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, My thing is, it's like I like to look, feel, and experience the curves of a big woman, the touch, the taste.
Okay.
You know, and then, you know, hey, man, they come with their own flavor, man. You know what I'm saying?
Right, of course. So, I feel you when you say, you know, I understand 100% with you when you say about your music. You paint a visual. You know, you give people, you're gonna give it in detail of what you're supposed to do. That's what I do with my music. When I make rap music about these big girls, I'm gonna tell you in detail how to touch her, how to love her, how to rub her body, where to touch her at, where not to touch her at. And if a man listens, if a man would listen to a woman's body talks to a man 24/7 all day long. It's just a man has to pay attention. You know what I'm saying? Now this is a whole totally different conversation. We're getting into, you know what I'm saying? But we're going to get them girls up on stage, and they're going to drop their ass tonight, and we're going to have a good damn time at the BHM Awards. In case y'all don't know, it's going down tonight. You know what I'm saying? Rolex will definitely be in the building performing. Batman will be in the building performing. Joey Apples is definitely in the house performing. All the BBWs from the Southern and California region are out here, and they are definitely getting it in. You know what I'm saying? So, But listen, Rolex, man, I want to ask you one last question, and this and the other, man, before I let you get up out of here. Right now, man, we got a lot of stuff going on. We got a lot of these young cats coming up, these young artists coming up and things like that, you know what I'm saying, that figure because, you know, they didn't rock a couple of shows or they didn't opened up for Rick Ross or whoever the hell or E-40. They didn't already made it. They don't know what it is to pay dues. They don't know what it's like to get out there and grind and get your knees dirty. You know what I'm saying? To get your hands dirty. You got to get in the game. This is a dirty game. I've been in this game for over 20 years. This is what I tell people about this big man swag and this, that, and the other, and dealing with these big girls. This is an acquired taste. This is not nothing that I do just for fun. I don't do this shit just to get props. I do this shit because I make a living out of this. So in that question, me asking you that question and everything like that, with these artists, what are these artists missing? What are they not missing? Is something missing in the chemistry? Just because you got a hot song, you can never duplicate that hot song. So these artists are missing something. Is it the old school flavor? Is it just the writing? Is it not they're not experienced? Is it not they haven't even begun life? What do you think?
I think what's really missing with some of these young artists is discipline, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, we're from the place where you have to hustle. We're from the place where, you know what I'm saying, we did the chitlin circuit, so to speak. You feel me?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right,
where
right.
We started, you know, doing it, we, you know, started from the bottom, now we're here kind of situation.
Right.
You know what I'm
exactly.
saying? But the thing is, it's about the hustle, man. You know what I'm saying? It's about connecting with your peoples, man. You know what I'm saying? Like we're doing right now. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
Big ups to you know, big ups to Big Tolly, man. He can't make it out here tonight, man. But you know, he's gonna be calling in. I hear you. Feel me? So that's another talented captain.
Do me a favor, man. After I get off the phone with you, man, call him and tell him to call into the show and everything.
You know
what I'm saying and everything. So we can talk to him, man, because we got to do this big. You know, people don't understand, man. This BHM thing, man. This is a lifestyle. This ain't something that we thought about doing. This ain't something that we figured we're going to start doing because it's going to get us props, because it's going to get the women and this, that, and the other. My swag and me being a gentleman and me being a true man to what the fuck I be saying gets women, makes me more attractive to women. And a lot of guys don't understand that. This is the reason why it's just me, you, and a couple of other guys. Actually, it's just me, you, and a couple of other guys that's really holding this convention down. And
that's what's up, though. But you know what? I'm going to tell you, swag goes a long way, bro. You feel me?
Yes, it does.
And
yes, it does.
When you have the kind of swag that a cat like yourself, a cat like myself, a cat like that boy Joey Apples, you know what I'm saying? You know, your boy Big Mike. When you have swag like things like this, man, I mean, you know what I'm saying? We can entertain the masses. You know what I'm saying? Nobody gets bored, and what that does, man, is it makes things grow and makes people want to be around where we are. So it gets bigger. And
And
so that's how the movement starts. You know what I'm saying? It starts maybe with one cat and one idea, But once you get it big, mm-hmm. it blows up. You know what I'm saying? It becomes mm-hmm. what the Thick Nation is right now.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And that's what I'll be trying to make sure that we put across. I'll be trying to make sure that a lot of these, a lot of our other BHMs take heed and give our BBWs the attention and the appreciation and the respect that they deserve. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Because we as big men, we deserve the same type of respect also. So we have to give some to get some. You know what I mean? So
exactly.
I agree with you 100%, my brother. You know what I'm saying? But it's going to take brothers like us. You know, it's kind of like artist development. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to have to call this BHM development. You know what I mean? We got to take and break down the structure and build the foundation. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And you know what, man?
You know what I mean?
Hey, I'm going to tell you, man, we got some beautiful, beautiful, beautiful women in this convention, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, we do.
You know, I mean, it's all good, man. My thing is, I'm happy to be a part of this, man. You know, we're gonna go ahead and just rock it out tonight, bruh. You feel me?
Oh yeah. We gonna swag it out, man. You know, I went and got my tuxedo and this, that, and the other, so I'm gonna be fresh and clean.
You know what I'm saying?
And everything. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be strictly Gangsta Chronicle up in there tonight, cause Fat Man coming to do the damn thing. You know what I'm saying? We gonna set off these performances, and then after that, we gonna party hardy at the black party. You know what I'm saying? And things like that. You know what I mean? I'm pretty sure between me, you, and maybe a few other cats, we can hold it down. But like I tell the ladies, hell, I'm man enough to handle all of them with good conversation, and respect. That's why I had to make sure that I clear that up. You know what I'm saying? Because they like, oh, we don't share. And we don't. Baby, I'm not talking about being sexual. When the fat man talks about being sexual, you'll know. But what I'm talking about is us fellowshipping and networking. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, I'm man enough to handle all of y'all, to hold all y'all's attention at the same time.
They ain't knowing about that true monster in you, dog.
No, they're not. But you know what? I'm about to bring the 313 back out tonight. It will be making an appearance, and it will be at the BHM Awards because I'm hosting that motherfucker. So it is going down. It's going down like four fat chicks in a Hyundai, my nigga. It's going down. You know what I'm saying?
It's going down.
So listen, man. You got any last shout outs, man? Any last words of advice to some of these unsigned artists about getting their internet game up and staying on top of their game, man, to get out there and do what they need to do?
Hey, I'm going to tell you, man, it's what it's really about. It's about the hustle, and it's about locking in with your fan base, you know what I'm saying? And once you do that, man, once you have a strong fan base, man, that'll take you as far as you need, you know, as far as you want to go, you know?
Right.
So, with that, brother, I'm going to be out of here, man. I'm going to go try to get my swag together and get my sexy together and, you know, your girl Nikki says she gonna bring her eyes there for you.
Okay, there it is. Tell her there it is. I'll be there with bells on, baby. Tell her she can get on the phone and give me a shout out.
Hold on, I'm gonna put Nikki on there. Oh, Nikki.
Okay.
Hey, fat man.
Hi, sweetie. How are you today?
I'm okay. You know I don't have no voice fucking around with y'all last night.
I know. Ladies and gentlemen, this is my good friend Nikki. She came in from California area, from the Bay Area, to come out here and see Fat Help Man you. And see the BHM Awards and everything. And sweetheart, I appreciate you coming out here and taking the time and kicking it with us and everything like that. I thank you 1,000 times, sweetie.
You're welcome.
You ain't have nothing to say. It's all good, sweetie. It's all good. But just know that you're running with your boy Fat Man and this, that, and the other. We definitely going to get it in tonight. It's the all-black party at the BHM Awards. And, of course, it's hosted by you-know-who, yours truly. You know what I'm saying? And I'm pretty sure Nikki and all her friends are going to be looking good. So when I drop that song, Fat Man's Party, I'm going to make sure that they get up on stage so they can drop it like it's hot and everything. So everybody get your cameras together because it's going down. It's going down like a 747 on Christmas Eve. It's going down.
Oh, yeah, we dropping it. Get your eagle down. Get your eagle hot. What is it called?
Oh,
drop your eagle. Eagle on.
Yeah. It's all good, sweetie. It's all good. Well, Nikki, I appreciate you being on the show, baby, and giving me a shout out. Tell all your other beautiful friends I will see them later, and we're going to have a good time tonight. And I appreciate y'all calling in, okay?
Yes, sir. We'll see you tonight.
All right, then, sweetie. Bye.
Bye.
600. Yeah, that's what it is, y'all. You know, you got your boy Fat Man up in here. We got another caller on the phone and everything. You know what I'm saying? 8872. Who is this on the line?
This is Big Charlie.
Oh, my God. Here he is. We finally got the man on the phone. Y'all, let me introduce this man, right? Look here, ladies and gentlemen, we finally got the man on the phone that's been putting it down for a long time. He was on his way out here, ran into a little technical difficulties and things like that, but it's all good because we got him on the phone right now. Ladies, let me introduce you to my dude, Big Charlie. What's going on, man?
What it do with my man, Seth, man? What it do, baby?
Man. Look here, man. We out here panhandling, still trying to get you some money to get out here, player.
Well, you know what, man? I appreciate all the love in the world that you, my friends, that decided to come up from the Bay Area to support me as well as to support what you and Diva got going on, man. Sig Nation, BHM's going on for real, and I wasn't a part of the festivities, but due to technical difficulties on my part that shall never be done again, I will rebound and be at the next thing for Shiggity.
Okay.
I will rebound and be at
that
next thing for Shiggity. But I want to give a shout-out to all who's listening. Give a shout-out to Fat Man, DJ Diva D, all the hands that's involved in putting together the Thick Nation BHM Awards, because I'm going to tell you, I was so excited and coming out, had a nice, good show really going on. Fat Man, I was coming up there to give you some competition, bruh. I was coming up there to give you some competition because I seen your get down, Daddy, and I'm like, whoa, I said, I got to really come up there with my player card right, man. But
man,
it will happen
here,
again.
Here. Yes, it will. And just to let everybody know, Fat Man is not afraid to come out to the Bay Area to any of your gigs and this, that, and the other. It would be an honor to open up for Big Charlie. Trust me. Just let me know, player. Me and the Greyhound, we got a good rapport with each other. You know what I'm saying? When you got to get it in, you got to get it in.
And sure enough, and trust me when I tell you, shouts out to Greyhound, you know. It is not hard, or should I say, it is very hard riding the bus sometimes.
Yeah.
I still give a shout out because
like
before trains, buses was the way to go. Back in the day, trains is here, planes is here, cars is here. But I'm going to tell you, I don't do planes as much, but I sure wish I would have took it this weekend. And like I said, next time I'm up and running, Fat
we
Man
go,
is
go,
good.
We're going to do it. We're gonna do it oh so big. But listen, man, let me holler at you about what's going on with you, man. What's going on with the recording? How did the persona of Big Charlie get started?
You know what, man? I ain't gonna take it way back. It started way back in the hood. Mama gave me a microphone when I was three.
Okay.
I had a little dynamite microphone with the antenna on the end. You only had to listen to it through FM radio.
Right.
Started off with that. Started putting headphones in my ear later down the road, listening to everybody from Sam Cooke to Marvin Gaye to Earth, Wind & Fire, Michael Jackson to the Swans, Smokey, everybody. Then just did my thing, man, and realized I really wanted to do it once I did a little talent show in school, and it really, you know, moved me. But it really moved me when I seen my man hopping across the screen. May he rest in good peace, man, Heavy D. When I seen him jump across the screen, man, and do his thing, I was like, for shorty, you know, that's what it is for a big man, because if he can bounce across and do it and get the love he got, I said Big Charlie can do it too. So, and there it went, man.
Well,
you know.
Well, I mean, well, that kind of that kind of sounds like the, you know, that's kind of the same story that I got, but only I was fortunate enough to be able to tour with Heavy D for a while as a break dancer. And he was
fascinated that
I could get down there on the floor and do the same shit the little guys was doing, and this, that, and the other, and I would always steal the attention. But he's been my mentor, you know. He told me the same thing, yo, man, keep doing that shit. He don't stop.
Right.
Just keep doing your thing, and this, that, and the other. And I got the same thing like you did. Him jumping around on that stage made me go, okay, then if he could do it, then damn it, it's going down. You know what I'm saying?
And Heavy D put a damn good show on. The best concert I've seen him do was down in San Jose. Him and R. Kelly shared a stage some years. Man, I was fresh out of high school going into college. Shout out to San Francisco City College, man, my whole Bay Area, man. But, yeah, that's what it started off at, man. And when I seen him on stage rock it like he did and really get it in, it was like, yeah, that's what's up, man. That's what's up. And Big Charlie can do it. And I got a nice little following. And I want to thank the, you know, the outlet that you guys have given me, playing my music, having me out there, having my face across the Thick Nation website as well, you know, to get things cracking. And whenever Vegas need me to come up there and do a show, I'm ready to get down too. And I guarantee you it's going to be a hot one too. I had a nice good one planned, and I'm going to keep that one in the box because I ain't going to share it with nobody because it was strictly for Vegas. And when it's time prepared, I'm gonna let it go in Vegas. Trust and believe. Me, so.
Okay. Well, listen, I got a question for you, man. What do you think that the older cats are bringing to the game that the younger cats ain't bringing?
Love. Real music, okay. Man. And I'm not disrespecting nobody's music, man. I would never do that. But you have to look at the context of music and what's selling. And there's always going to be a place for sex to sell. Music fulfills a portion of sex because no matter what you're into, you want to play a little bit of that rather than listen to somebody talk, rather than listen to silence. You're going to have good music behind you. So you want that. And the structure of music that I listened to growing up, 80s, 90s, and growing up into now, yeah, I agree. A lot of it has changed. A lot of it has changed. It's kind of hard to listen to mainstream radio right now because you got so many of the music categorized that you play this one particular category all day long. After a while, you get tired of hearing it. Satellite radio is good because they let you play whatever you want and who's ever hot. You know, pirate radio is the same way. So I give shouts out to everybody that put forth effort into their craft, but in all honesty, the music today needs a lot more love, a lot more depth. You got your R&B artists that's getting over into the stream of how some of the rappers get down and talking about your struggle in life is good, but the struggle that you have to help you succeed further into that life, talk more about that. Talk more about the things that need to be helped changed in this world to give people more awareness of things. And don't get me wrong, I'm hood all day, but I also have an obligation because I'm a family man too, that I have to let my kids see the reality of what life is and make sure they're prepared when they get going. So I try to put that effort into my music too.
Okay, so basically you're saying the game is missing some substance.
It's missing a lot of substance, man. And, again, let me put out there, I listen to everybody. You know what I'm saying? I got a whole phone, a whole iPod full of good music that I listen to, you know. But I also have my earlier music, my older generation music that soothes my soul, that I know I can play when I go down the highway and I feel good. As a matter of fact, keep my eyes open on the road because it feels good.
Right.
You know, I don't like to get bored when I'm driving. I don't like to get bored with music. And sometimes with the efforts of some of these artists, the music can be boring because it's so repetitious. It's so talking about the same thing. Each artist is talking about the same thing and trying to use verbiage to change it up. And in reality, it's nothing but the same thing. And it's great music. But as you said, it's missing that good hardcore love substance, that real deep down substance that I know some of these artists do have. And, you know, it's a shame that some of them are even being let on the radio.
Right.
Because you got artists that's really putting forth a strong effort and really, really, really trying to get things going. And they can't even get to that point, but they allow some of these things on the radio that sometimes you can't even let your kids listen to, don't even want your kids listen to, or don't even want you, you don't even want to listen to. So,
I can't
put my finger on it, man. But it's something out there that's missing that people need to change, and maybe if they take a brief look back and really study how music has really brought and evolved into our era now and what it really stood for and how it really helped get people past hard times, maybe they'll understand it a little bit better and want to change their outlook on how they do the music, you know?
Okay. So what can we expect? I know you're constantly working on music and this, that, and the other. What can we expect from Big Charlie, the new music, the new, let's say, what's coming in the fall, within the next couple of months? What type of music we gonna expect from you? What you gonna bring to the game?
I'm gonna bring some sexy soul and R&B, but I'm also twisting up my art a little bit, man, and incorporating more jazz into my art. You know, I love singing R&B, and I'm gonna forever be a crooner. But I want to bring in a little bit more jazz to widen my audience a little bit more, give my audience a little different flavor of what I can do as well. And if I can, Fat Man, before I go any further, I just found out too that a good long friend of mine, a good DJ from KMEL, they just let him go over this past weekend, man. And I want to give shouts out to my man, Chewy Gomez, man. I don't know what the heck is wrong with Clear Channel and why they're letting go of the good one. I don't know why they're letting go of the good one. They're keeping all this garbage. They let Chewy go, man. They let Chewy go. They let Chewy go, and everybody's protesting it. There's been a whole big blast on Facebook about it, too, and people really getting to it, man. I don't know what Clear Channel's up to. First, they take away KBLX from the Bay Area and put Steve Harvey on in the morning and change their whole persona up on KBLX. Granted, it's a different twist, but, you know, I miss Kevin Brown.
right.
But
right.
It's good. And now they done took away Chewy Gomez. And Vegas got one of our best DJs that we had down in the Bay in the Wild. Franz is still up here rocking, too. Yeah, so you know.
Well, Franny, I'm a Franny's still doing this thing, but the same thing happened to Franny that just happened to Chewy Gomez. You know what I'm saying? Franny got man. Let me kind of enlighten you on the Franzen story. You know, I've been knowing Franzen and this, that, and the other. He came out here and do his thing, and everything that I can say to you, I can say to him to his face too, because I've done it and stuff like that.
Right.
Franzen come out here and, you know, and don't get me wrong, Franzen would rock parties. He run that Bay Area shit, nigga. We would be partying till 6 o'clock in the morning. It's just Franzen fucked around and got the big head. Then he figured he could start breaking his own artists on the radio and this, that, and the other without no clearance and all of that shit. And then when it got to where you see him out on the street, he act like he half-assed knew you. And it'd be like, motherfucker, I just bought you a chicken dinner a month ago, nigga, because you ain't had no money. But now you want to act like you don't know me because you fucking with the Jabberwockies and all that shit. I give a fuck about that shit, nigga. I remember you from when?
Right, right, right.
You know what I'm saying? But don't get me wrong, much love to him. He does his damn thing when he's out here spinning. But he don't spin like that out here no more. Franzen used to be the top number one DJ out here. Now Franzen is kind of like, if we needed a DJ for a big event and you go, man, let's get Franzen. Okay, who else can we get before we go call this nigga?
That's how it is.
You know, I can give a fuck because you know Snoop and you know everybody and you want to get up there, pop bottles with everybody and all of that and this, that, and the other. But the thing is this, and it's the bottom line. You still got to come back to the hood when all that's over with. You still going to have to deal with them hood figures when all that's over with. So all these empty promises you to promise these brothers on opening up and this, that, and the other, and whoop-de-whoop-de-whoop and blah, 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 and what you going to do for the community, you were full of shit.
Right.
And it backfired on you because now brothers started checking you on that shit. Yo, you said you was going to play my shit at the club tonight. I've been in the club all night and they ain't even heard it. You know what I'm saying?
One
things
lick
like
of
that.
It. Wow. Okay.
And like I tell everybody, every DJ, every artist, look here. A man's word, some in this game, sometimes that's all he got.
That's all you got. Ain't no sometimes to it. Your word is all you got in this game. And I feel sorry for the ones that have gone through the bad deals with it. But your word is all you got. And if your word get crossed, you know, it's just like any other game you play, man. It is what it is. And
you know what I mean?
Everybody going through it, fat man. Everybody, brother. So you secure in your dot and in your set though, bro, right?
Got to, man. We got to keep representing this big fella thing all over because we got a lot of closet VHMs. We still got a lot of BHMs and still men that still dealing with their own self-esteem issues. This is the stuff that the women don't get to talk about. This is the stuff that our BBWs don't hear us get to talk about, that we don't get a chance to express because we're men. And this is one thing that I try and get them to understand, that when men get together, we don't talk about our feelings and how I've been feeling because you've been this, that, and the other and all of that shit and everything like that there. We sit there, we drink beer, we talk manly shit, and we talk about the shit of how we going to do better. I don't sit there and tell you, Rolex, how depressed I am, even though I should be because you are my brother. And sometimes you do need another brother's opinion because shit gets hectic. You know what I'm saying? This is stuff that our BBW women do not get a chance to sit and hear with us when we talk, and we talk about our careers, and we talk about what we had to go through and the struggle and this, that, and the other. No one understands the struggle more than a black man.
Right. And I totally agree.
You know what I'm saying? Nobody. People think that when I was putting that chain around my neck, they thought I was making a fashion statement. No, I was letting motherfuckers know we still in the struggle. We still in chain. Mentally.
And that's
but if
what
we
I
break that
brother.
Chain, you know, if we break that chain, man, ain't no telling what we could do together.
Right.
And I take that question to my artists. It's about these artists. If you're trying to be out here and be in the hood and whatever and make a difference, then you need to be making a difference in your community. I'm talking to my artists when I talk like this. Because you wonder why. And don't get me wrong, Big Charlie, big shout out to everybody up there in the Bay Area because y'all stick together. Y'all stick together like family. I know you have a few bad apples. I know you got some haters and this, that, and the other. But what it looks, when it all boils down to it, we seeing it out here from Vegas. Y'all motherfuckers stick together. I don't give a fuck what nobody say.
Real talk. And if I can,
I don't give a fuck what nobody say. And every time I go to Cali and get up on stage, I always give Cali their props. Always.
For sure.
And I let motherfuckers know. Look here, I'm an East Coast nigga. Y'all come to me with that East Coast, West Coast shit, my nigga, but we don't squash that shit because I'm from the other side of 8 Mile. Okay?
That's right.
because we'll talk about this shit like men. But I give y'all motherfucking props. Y'all on y'all motherfucking grind. I didn't know how to grind 24/7 until I moved to the West Coast.
Real talk.
I knew how to grind because I was out there on the East Coast and I was on that pimp shit. I could wait for it to come. I could go get it in the morning. But being
right
out here on the West Coast and being out there in Hollywood, sleeping in my car, teaching me how to grind, and, oh, man, there's a party going on here, and that's a 24-hour grind. I didn't know how to do that. I had to, you got to get
right
conditioned. You got to condition your body to know how to do that shit.
And I'm
going to
tell
you,
it's some hitters out here, Fat Man, that know exactly about that, man, and I give them plenty shout-out, man, because being from the Bay Area, I'd have seen a few things myself. You know,
right.
I can say I'm not a fully traveled man. I haven't been too many places to say where I can speak
right
on anyone else. But I know about
right
my Bay Area.
Right.
I know the hustle is within the folks that I hang with and the family that I have, and they go out and they get it good. You know what I'm saying? And this
right
music game out here, yeah, there is a few bad apples or whatnot or what have you. But, you know, there is quite a few out there that really get their job done and know how they want this business to be. And I want to say
right
shout out to my man at Stanky Frankie, Stanky Frankie Records, my man Swiss. I want to give shout out to my man Walker B, how the man. You know, we all going to be in this together to push just to where we're supposed to be. Shout out to my little cousin Dewan Love, doing his thing in I Am Music. And see, my little cousin started his drive out here in the Bay called I Am Music. I don't know if you guys have ever seen it on my platform. And Miss DJ Diva D also know about him, too. My shout out to my cousin
right
Josh, and we've been pushing. And he's been, and it's that effort, that family effort, that togetherness. Like you said, we got to be a
right
part of each other and put and be in each other's lives to help build up and stop
we
bringing
gotta communicate
down.
We got to communicate.
It's
we got
to so
communicate.
Many,
we got to communicate.
There's so many brothers. There's so many brothers out here that put so much energy into wasting time with this
uh-huh
drama, hating back and
mm-hmm
forth on each other. And it's not just the West. It's the East. It's the South. It's the North.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
It's the ones in between, too. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's the ones in between, too. But they got to understand, they're looking at us to make these mistakes. You
right
know what I'm saying? They're looking at us to tear each other down, to not build each other up, to not help each other get past that. Black folks is the highest race and the race that gets the highest points when it comes to blood pressure, or the highest points when it comes to breast cancer, or the highest
uh-huh
points not going to the doctor to get found out, to get their life in order, to find out what's wrong with their bodies or health. You know, we gotta put it out there for each other to really, really show each other in our community with our kids. You know, even though I didn't make it up there today, if I can, I'm going to give one last shout-out, and I ain't going to give no more. I want to give a shout-out to the Clark Birds Junior Delta Saints. That is the
okay
squad my son plays football for. They did a fantastic
okay
job today in their little league game today, and that brought me a little bit more joy this weekend
exactly
in spite of the
exactly
business that I missed this weekend. But I want to give
exactly
them a shout-out to little kids played their heart out.
You keep on shouting out whoever you want to, man. Don't worry about it. This is my show. I pay the bill. I pay the cost for you to boss up in here. So you keep on shouting out whoever you want to, man. This is your time. We trying to get to know Big Charlie. You know what I'm saying? We trying to get to know and understand where you're coming from and what you've been doing and how you've been doing it. One question I want to ask you, because I know me and you didn't have to deal with this problem, because I know I didn't have to deal with this problem. How have you been doing, how has it been going with you doing this entertainment, moving around, and having to deal with the weight?
Well, at first it was very difficult, you know,
right,
looking at a lot of healthy brothers in this game, man, and in this industry. It
mm-hmm
it has been very, very difficult trying to move around with this weight, you know.
Okay.
Trying to, you know, move around and participate and make everything that you're required to do, which even on average, your smaller man finds very difficult to do. So imagine a brother three or four times bigger than your average man doing that type of movement,
right,
and grooving around. You know, it wears a tear,
right,
on your knees, on your back, on your heart, on your organs, everything. So I just learned, Fat Man, to follow the directions of my doctor and take it one day at a time, keep a lot of things controlled, my appetite, my alcohol intake. Get out and try to be more a part of what life is supposed to be. The whole get out 60 minutes a day, get you full exercise, yeah, that's a real thing, man. Because at the end of the day, you sleep better at night. You wake up with more energy the next day. Your body's refreshed. You may feel a little bit of the aches and pains because you haven't done it in a while, but once you get used to it, it works out, man. And, you know, my whole family has been pushing me towards the juicing thing that a lot of people are getting into, you know. And when you stay up late like I do, whether it be working in the studio, writing music, blowing one, or just looking at the box, you know, you tend to run across something that catches your attention. And one thing I can tell everybody out there that's listening, yourself, Fat Man, and including myself, because I'm a believer of it, man. The whole juicing concept is an amazing, wonderful thing, and it works more than people can imagine. It works more, and I can say that effort to juice, to help you stay away from the things you don't need, help you stay away from the things that will help tear down your energy. That juicing helps. That juicing helps a whole lot. That juicing helps a whole lot.
Right. Well, that's what I'm talking about, man. That's what I'm talking about. Because we also have to make sure that we teach our BHMs how to be more healthy and be more health conscious. You know, I got some new episodes of Cooking with Fat coming up. You know what I'm saying? I'm still in the gym.
Sure.
I'm still making sure that I watch my weight. I'm still making sure that I watch what I eat and everything. I can't eat the same things that I used to due to changing my ways and my diet and just making a change. Period. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it's all about when it all boils down to it, people. It's just all about change. Are you ready for change? The only way you can get that weight off unless you're ready to change your ways of eating and exercising and your lifestyle. You know, people don't understand
you
our lifestyle.
You can't sit and continue to keep telling yourself, I'll try it tomorrow. I'll try it next
I'll do it
week.
Tomorrow.
You got to quit lying. You got to quit lying to yourself about the things in your life that needs to change. And that's what a lot of people are failing to get to the real gist of, is telling themselves the truth of what needs to change. A lot of people's afraid of change. I'm not trying to be like Obama and say change, 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 but if the shoe fits, is what it is. Because when you change the lifestyle of eating, when you change the lifestyle of wanting to live longer, to give your kids, to show them that you can have long life expectancy if you put forth that effort of doing what you need to do to make yourself healthy. And a lot of people are starting to gather into the gluten-free thing. That type of disease runs through my family as well, that I'm also struggling with. So not only do I have to watch because of diabetes and the carbohydrates and all that other stuff, I also have to watch it for the simple fact of that whole little celiac gluten things can actually cause intestinal cancer. So for those that don't know, that want to check into that, do so. Go to doctors.org and look up celiac disease. And a lot of people, it'll give you a lot of information. It also gives you ways of different recipes of how to cook your gluten-free food and everything. So I have to do that now. It's a struggle, Fat Man, because I love me them fat burgers, bro.
I know, bro.
And I'm going to tell you, it's so hard, dog. Look, I don't mean to say I'm greedy on the radio, y'all, but I'm telling you, I'm sitting up here while I'm sitting up here dreaming of a fat burger right now, which I know y'all got up there in Vegas.
Yeah, we got them up here, Blair. We got them up here. Trust me, I know how you feel and everything about that. But listen, y'all, we've been sitting here kicking it with my man, Big Charlie, you know what I'm saying, who's doing it real big out there in the Bay Area, you know what I'm saying, out there in California and everything. Man, Charlie, tell everybody where they can hit you at, find your music, downloads, all of that. Let them know.
It's all good. You can always go to superbmusic.com. You can have a, you can get a whole list of Big Charlie catalog. You can go there. You can also go to iTunes, Big Charlie. You can do Facebook, Big Charlie, B-I-G-G-C-H-A-L-Y. B-I-G-G-C-H-A-L-Y. You can also do at Big Charlie on Twitter. I'm still getting used to Twitter. Twitter is something else.
Yes,
I can do Facebook all day long. I can do Facebook all day long. And I ain't even on Instagram. And look, and by the way of things going, I need to go to Instagram. But Big Charlie's on all your download stores. Amazon, Rhapsody, everything. Shouts out to my man Herb Partlow. He got Digital Future out on iTunes as well. That's my man who helped mix down my music. We in this big project. We in this project together. Me and him with Big Charlie.
Okay.
Shout out to my management. Like I said, to Big Swiss over at Stanky Frankie Records. Also to my man's Walker B for Hotta Man Music, and to everybody, I Am Music, everybody, I love you. Shout out to DJ Diva D. Shout out to my folks up there with you, Fat Man, Rhoda Williams and her crew, Big Nikki and her crew, my folks and my family, Big Rich and all them. So I hope y'all up there enjoying yourself, having a good time. And to the carload of people riding back from Vegas, back to the Rich, I got you. Don't even trip. We good.
There it is, y'all. Well, y'all, like I said, once again, this is the one and only. It's only one like him. Ain't, you know, when they made him, they broke the mold. They said, shit, that was enough. We just need one of these niggas and everything.
Thank you, Charlie,
y'all. Y'all make sure y'all hit him up. Make sure y'all show him some love. Support him, because we at Unsigned Hype Radio definitely support him. You know what I'm saying? And Charlie, whenever that
we
comes
on
drop,
that big
you get that
loving,
hot music,
man. We on that
man,
big
man. Look here, when that hot music drop, man, you let us know, man, so we can put it in rotation
y'all
and be the first one
the first
to break
of the copy,
Big Charlie.
And as a matter of fact, in the middle of this week, man, I'm gonna send you some good music to start pumping for me, man, and it's gonna be all good. Shout out to the ladies that's up there. Shout out to everybody that's listening. Peace and love
there
all y'all. Peace. Fat Man and the whole crew, man.
There it is, man. There it is, Charlie, man. You stay up, man, and if you ever need Fat Man to come out there, open up and do whatever, I will be there with bells on, bro, all right?
It's all good, man. I love you for that, good brother. I love you for that, man.
Don't worry about it, man. It's nothing but love on this end, man, all right? I'm about to get into my suit and tie shit, you know what I'm saying, and do the damn thing tonight, man. So you keep
it's
the 600 out there, man, in the Bay Area.
All day, man. You keep it 1,200 out there. For me in Vegas,
there
man, we all good. Put it on for
there
me tonight,
is,
man. Fat man. Put it on for me tonight, man. Y'all get it in.
I'm a dedicate showing my ass on stage to Big Charlie. And I'm gonna let everybody know. So when they get back to the Bay Area, they gonna say, "Yeah, nigga, he dedicated that performance to your ass and shit."
Right on, my man.
You know
it's all peace and love, Fat Man. I love you for that, buddy.
It's all love, man. It's all love, man. I'll talk to you later, man. 600. Be good.
All right, dog.
Yeah, that was my dude, Big Charlie, on the phone, y'all. It's going down tonight, the BHM Awards. I've been sitting here posting pictures. Your boy, Fat Man, is going to be performing live, okay, on stage. I'm very excited. I'm very calm, very kind of laid back about it. You know what I'm saying? I've been waiting for this day. I've been grooming myself for this day. You know what I'm saying? And the day has finally arrived. And I am looking to do the damn thing to the fullest. You know what I'm saying? I can honestly say that I am a blessed man and everything. And I just want to say thank you to my man Vic VSP for putting me on and believing in me to come out there and do the damn thing and perform. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my man Big Charlie that I just talked to. You know what I'm saying? Another BHM. You know, big shout out to my man Big Rolex. You know what I'm saying? We are definitely going to get it in tonight because of it is Big Boys Night. This night is meant for BHMs. This day has been meant for a BHM man. All right? It is our turn and it is our time to stand up and make a stand because we got a lot of women out here thinking that we're not taking the right type of stand. We're not moving forward. A lot of women feel that we're moving backward. Big fellas, we got to take control of our empire. You got to take control of your conglomerate so that it can grow and that it can grow into something. So just on that note, y'all know Fat Man got love for everybody. This is how I do. This is how I get down every Saturday, you know what I'm saying, on the Unsigned Hype Show. But today was just the BHM version of it, and I love being a big man. I won't change being a big man. I just want to be a healthy big man. I want to have longevity as a big, healthy, handsome man, you know what I'm saying, because that's what I am. A big, handsome-ass man, you know what I'm saying? And I love it. So to everybody that's been listening, I appreciate y'all. I appreciate all the calls and everything like that. We'll be back next week doing the damn thing once again, you know what I'm saying, right here on Unsigned Hype Radio, y'all. I'm about to get into my suit and tie shit. I will see y'all at the awards in just a little bit. Peace.
I can't wait till I get you on so good looking.
Papers, catch papers, get high.
out Vegas. Tuesdays on doubles, ain't looking for trouble. You just got good genes, so a dude's trying to cuff you. Tell your mother that I love her, cause I love you. Tell your father we go father as a couple. They ain't lose a daughter, got a son. I show you how to do this, huh?
As long as I got my suit tonight, I'ma leave it all on the floor tonight. Baby got fixed up suit tonight. Let me show you a few things. All dressed up in black and white. And you're dressed in that dress I like. Love been swinging in the head tonight. Let me show you a few things. Let me show you a few things. Show you a few things about love. Love, love. Let me show you a few things. Show you a few things about love. Hey.
Gotta do what I gotta do. All my exes live in Texas like I'm George Strait. Or they go to Georgia State where tuition is handled by some random nigga that live in Atlanta that she only see when she feels obligated. Admitted it to me the first time we dated, but she was no angel and we never waited. I took her for sushi, she wanted to fuck, so we took it to go. Told him don't even plate it, and we never talked too much after I blew up. Just only hello her, happy belated. And I think I texted and told her I made it. And that's when she texted me and told me she prayed it. And that's when I texted and told her I love it. And right after texting and told her I'm faded, she asked, what have I learned since getting richer? I learned working with the negative to make for better pictures. I learned Hennessy and enemies is one hell of a mixture. Even though it's fucked up, girl, I'm still fucking with you. Damn, is it the fall? Time for me to revisit the past. It's women to call, there's albums to drop, there's liquor involved, there's stories to tell, we've been through it all. Yeah. Interviews are like confessions. Get the fuck up out my dressing room, confusing me with questions like, do you love this shit? Are you high right now? Do you ever get nervous? Are you single? I heard you fuck your girl. Is it true? You getting money? You think them niggas you with is with you? And I say, hell yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah. Fucking right, alright. And we say, hell yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah. Fucking right, alright. So much for being optimistic. They say love is in the air, so I hold my breath till my face turn purple. Keep a few bad bitches in my circle. My nuts hang like ain't no curfew. Bitch, if you wave, then I will serve you. I flew jet, she flew commercial, but we still met. Later that night, after my session, she came over. I was aggressive and she was sober. I gave her a pill, she started confessing and started undressing and asked me to hold her, and so I did. But that was last month, and now she's texting me asking for closure. Damn, she say this shit gon' catch up to me. I keep tissue paper. We eat each other whenever we at the dinner table. She say she hate that she love me, and she wish I was average. Shit, sometimes I wish the same, and I wish she wasn't married. Promises, I hope I never break them. Met a female dragon, had a fire conversation. But interviews are like confessions. Get the fuck up out my bedroom, confusing me with questions like, do you love this shit? Are you high right now? Do you ever get nervous? Are you single? I heard you fuck your girl. Is it true? You getting money? You think the niggas you with is with you? And I say, hell yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah. Fucking right, alright. And we say, hell yeah, hell yeah. Fucking right, alright. And we say hell yeah, 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 hell yeah. Fucking right.